Everyone in this material world trying to mitigate or trying to become free from the distress. Dukkhas. Atyantika dukkha nidvitti. Atyantika means supreme. The struggle for existence in this material world, everyone is trying to get some happiness and minimize the quantity of distress. This is called struggle for existence. Generally, yoga practice is executed for getting some material profit. Anima, lagima, prasthi, ishita, bhajita, mahima, anima. The yogis, they have obsessed the yoga. Eight kinds of perfection. One can become smaller than the smallest or lighter than the lightest, bigger than the biggest. Whatever he likes, he can get immediately. Ishita, he can control over, he can create a planet. These are some of the yoga siddhis. But here it is said that the supreme yoga system is not to aspire for material happiness, neither to become distressed by the material inconvenience. This is perfection. Everyone is trying to get out of the material distress and get some happiness. But anything material, happiness, so-called happiness, or so-called distress. Just like here, the fireworks is going on. It is happiness for somebody, but it is distress for us. Is it not? They are thinking they are enjoying, and we are thinking it is inconvenience. So that is material. Happiness, one side happiness, another side distress. So both the happiness and distress, they are illusion. illusion. There are many examples, just like water in summer season, it is happiness. And winter season, it is distress. But the same water, at one time, it is happiness, and the same water, at one time, it is distress. The same sun, when he is born, it is happiness, and the same sun, when he is dead, it is distress. The sun is the same. So, this material world is duality. You cannot understand happiness without distress. And you cannot understand distress without happiness. Therefore it is called relative world. You cannot understand son without understanding a father. And you cannot understand a father without understanding the son. And spiritual happiness is above this duality. Spiritual happiness. But that is the perfection of yoga. Yoga adhyatmika. Adhyatmika. Atma. The soul. The happiness of the soul. That is real yoga. The happiness of the soul can be possible when the soul, individual soul, is with the super soul or the supreme soul. Nitya nityanam sitana sitananam. There is the supreme soul, the supreme being. Amongst there are many living beings. We are many. We living beings. A living entity is, we are many, but the principal living being is Krishna. The fire and the sparks are illuminated when it is with the original fire. If the sparks fall down from the association of the original power, it is extinguished, no more light. Similarly, our real happiness is when we enjoy with the supreme being. Supreme being. Just like Krishna. Krishna is not alone. Krishna is always with his friends, either gopis or flower boys, or with his father. He'll never find Krishna alone. That's why here is Krishna. Krishna is not alone. Krishna is with his Radharani and with his devotees. Just like a king. When he says that the king is coming here, or the president is coming here. It means that president is not coming alone, but he's coming with his secretaries, with his ministers, with so many others. In England, the queen has bodyguards. So, similarly, when a yoga, adhyatmika, yoga means connection. And atma, atma means this soul, actually. But sometimes atma means the mind, atma means the body also. The body has nothing to do with the supreme being. Because supreme being is complete spirit. He has no material covering. One who thinks that Krishna, the Supreme Being, has got material covers, covered by Maya, as we are covered by Maya, this material energy. Krishna is not like that. Krishna says, Sambhamani Atmamaya. Krishna does not say that I come here as ordinary living being. Janma karma me jibbam, jo janati tato. One has to learn how Krishna takes birth. It is not ordinary birth. Had it been ordinary birth, then why we should observe the Janmashtami's ceremony? It is divam, divine, transcendental. Everything of Krishna is divine. And but if we think Krishna as like us, then according to the statement of the Bhagavad Gita, immediately we become a mula. Abhajananti mana mula. Manasim tanuma. So, actually Krishna is the original supreme being, original spirit soul. We are simply minute part and parcel of Krishna. Exactly the same example that is the fire and the small sparks. You can see this firework is going on. The fire is there and there are small sparks. So long the fire and the small sparks are together, there is illumination. Similarly, if we connect with Krishna, then we are illuminated. As Krishna is illuminated, we are also illuminated, although we are small. But if we fall down from Krishna, the original fire, we become extinguished. Our spiritual power, our spiritual illumination becomes extinguished. Therefore, yoga system means again connecting the brain. That is called yoga. Yoga, the Sanskrit word, means connect. And vyoga means disconnect. So, here it is. Kapildev is Bhagavan. Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of God. Bhagavan has no mistake. Bhagavan, Narayana para bhaktya, even Shankaracharya says that Bhagavan, Narayana, he does not belong to this material world. Narayana abhaktya para. So, when you speak of Bhagavan, or this aspect is Bhagavan, Bhagavan means above material understanding. Divam, above material understanding. Para, above material understanding. So here, it is said, Bhagavan Ubas. Even he does not say, bad day, Kapildev Ubas. No. Similarly, in Bhagavad Gita also, bad day says, Krishna says, actually, but bad day says, Bhagavan Ubas. Bhagavan means, above the defects of this material world. That is Bhagavan. Bhagavan is not subjected to the deficiencies of this material world. There are four deficiencies in the material world, just like we are concerned in the material world. We are not perfect because we commit mistakes. Brahm. We are illusion. Brahm Pramam. Vipralisha. We try to cheat others. I have no knowledge. Still, I become teacher or preacher. That is cheating. We have no perfect knowledge. Therefore, our principle is to teach what Bhagavan says. We don't manufacture teaching. This is not our business. As they manufacture, they say, the ordinary, so-called scholars and learned men, they give their opinion, especially in the Western world. There are so many philosophical speculations, each one giving his own mental gymnastics. That philosophy is not perfect. We have to take ideas from Bhagavan. That is perfect. Therefore, here we say, Bhagavan Uvas. If we take instruction from Bhagavan, why we are reading Bhagavad Gita? That is very common practice. Because it is perfect. There is no mistake. There is no illusion. There is no cheating. There is no imperfection of the senses. Just like in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Vidaham samiti tani. I know everything, past, present and future. Marcha vidana kastana, but nobody understands me. That is our position. God knows everything. Krishna knows everything. But we do not know what is God. That is our belief. We do not. Ishara sarvabhutanam riddheshe arjuna tishthati. Ishara, God, Krishna, is situated in everyone's heart. Sarvastha chaham riddhishanne vishya. I have entered in everyone's heart. Everyone's heart, not only the human being, but also animals or anything. Andam tarasthang paramana chayam tarasthang govindamaditam tamangaya. He is reading the atom. Therefore, because he is reading me within you and within everything, he knows everything. Therefore Krishna says, Vidaham samati tani. He knows everything. So because he knows everything, therefore we have to take lesson from Bhagavan. What Bhagavan says, if we say, that is perfect knowledge. There is a parampara system, as it is described in the Bhagavad Gita, 4th chapter. Evam parampara praptam evam rajarshayo vidu. So, our business, Krishna conscious people, our business is very easy because we don't manufacture ideas. We take the idea and the words delivered by the Supreme Person, Krishna, or His incarnate, or His representative. His representative does not say anything which the Master does not say. Representative is very easy. You can become representative of Krishna if you do not interpret Krishna's words in your whimsical way. Krishna says, Matta Parataram Nanna Kinchidasti Dhananjaya. There is no more superior authority than me. And if you take it as it is, and if you speak to the people that there is no more superior authority than Krishna, then you become Guru. You become Guru. Don't change, then you become Guru. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has instructed this. Amar Ajnay Guru Haiya Tarar Aides. He is your preaching. So, you are switching everyone from country to country. Of course, he did not go outside India, within India. And he was instructing that you learn from me and teach your people within this village, within this country. Amar Ajnay Guru Haiya Taro is this. Aegis means this country or this place where you are living. Then Amaragai Guru, you become Guru. So one may think that I am illiterate, I have no education, I am not born in very high family, how I can become Guru? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that it is not very difficult. Jare rakho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. To simply speak whatever Krishna speaks, then you become Guru. So anyone who does not speak what Krishna has spoken, he is not Guru. He is a rascal. He cannot be Guru. He is Guru who speaks only what Krishna has spoken. This is the Shastric injunction. Satkarma nipuna vitra mantra tantra visharam. Avaishnava guru na sasya syat vaishnava sapata guru. This is the definition of guru. That one Brahman, born in Brahmana family, and very educated, mantra tantra visharam, very expert in reciting Vedic mantras. That is the duty of Brahmana, Veda mantra. Mantra tantra visharam. But a Vaishnava, if he is not Vaishnava, or if he is not follower of the instruction of Vishnu or Krishna, a Vaishnava guru nasasya, he cannot become guru. And shab Vaishnava sapata. Sapata means the dog eat. That is considered the lowest of the mankind. Dog eaters. In chandal. Bhangi. He can become guru. How? If he is Vaishnava. He is devotee of Vishnu. The Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is his mission. Amar Agrai Guru Haiya, Taro Eides, Jare Dakho Tare Kaho Krishna Upadis. So, if you simply take the words of Bhagavan and preach, then it is very easy for us to become, each and every one, to become Guru. Not to exploit, but to give knowledge. And what is that knowledge? What Krishna has performed, that's all. So, even one is not very learned scholar, Sanskrit scholar, everyone has got his ear. He can hear from Krishna and Krishna's representative and assimilate what is spoken by Krishna. And he can repeat the same. Then he becomes Guru. That is the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He says, Bharat Bhumite Manusha Janma Haila Jaa Janma Sathakari Karo Paropaka. To become Guru means Paropaka. People are in the darkness. So they have to be enlightened. That is the basic injunction. Uttishthata Jagrata Prapta Varani Godhata. Now, people from animal kingdom, we are getting this human body. So, up to animal body, we are sleeping. Kato nidra jao maya pisachirakol. In the lap of this material nature, now, this human form of body is meant for getting out. So, the mission is to awaken people to Krishna consciousness. Jivijago, jivijago, gurasan bhagavale. Gurasan means Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is speaking to everyone, oh, the living entity, get up, get up. Patanidra jao maya pishasidata. How long it can sleep? So here is the same thing. yoga of adhyatmika function. This is the prime business, to connect yourself again your soul with the Supreme. Yoga adhyatmika function. Mato nishtrasaya means, he says that this is my instruction, that one should be awakened to Krishna consciousness and connect himself again with Krishna. That is adhyatmika yoga. Not to show some gymnastic magic, no. This is the best yoga. Krishna has also said in the Bhagavad Gita, yoginam api sarvesam madgata antaratmana sadhyavan bhajati yomam samivittatamomata. The first class yogi is he. Who? Yoginam api sarvesam. There are many yogis. There are many different types of yoga systems. And all the yoga systems I discussed in the Bhagavad Gita. Hatha Yoga, Karma Yoga, Dhyana Yoga, Raja Yoga, so many yoga systems. But the real yoga system, the first class yoga system, is to divide your connection with Krishna. That is first class. Here it is also. Yoga Dhyana Yoga. We are living entities, so we are not disconnected, but we are forgotten. Disconnection cannot be. That is not possible. But it is covered. Naham prakasa saravastu. Yoga maya samamritaha. And there is yoga, and there is a yoga maya. Yoga maya means forgetfulness. So, Kapil Dev is Bhagavan. He is advising Bhagavan that this is first class yoga. Adhyatma about the soul. So, first of all, you have to understand what is soul. At the present moment, people are so much in darkness, they do not understand what is soul. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita teaches first to understand what is the soul. What is the soul? Dehi must mean the thought, dehi. Dehi, that's soul. Dehi means the proprietor of the body. We are thinking, I am this body. No, I am not this body. I am the proprietor of it. That is a real understanding of myself. I am not. We say also, this is my finger, this is my head, this is my leg. Nobody says, I head or I finger. Nobody says. Everyone says, my head. So I am the proprietor of this body. And then I am under the influence of Maya. This body has been given by Maya, the material energy. Pratite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa. Ahamkara vimurasma kattaham iti mannasu. And we have got different types of body. I have got this body, you have got another body, the dog has got another body, cat has got another body. Why there are so many bodies? Why not one kind of body? That is also stated in the book, Karanam Gunasanga Asya. Karanam. The reason is that the Dehi within the body, the soul, he is associating with different types of the modes of material nature. Karanam Gunasanga Asya. Sadasat Janma Jonishu. Therefore, he is getting different types of body. It is naturally going on. You haven't got to aspire for your next body, different body, it must be different body. tathat deha antara prati. You have to change this body. But Krishna does not say what kind of body. That will depend on your qualification. Karanam guna sangas. Qualification. If you associate with satagun, then uddham vatsanti sattva, then you are elevated to the higher planetary system. Madhya tishanti rajasa. If you are associated with the modes of passion, then you remain here. And jahanna guna vitsiska adho vatsanti tamasa. And if you associate with the tamogun, then you go lower and lower. Abominable family, lower family, animal family, or trees, plants, like that. So, the 8,400,000 forms of life is due to karanam guna sangasya. According to the body, there are distresses and happinesses. You cannot express in the dog's body the same happiness as a king or a very rich man is enjoying. He has got the dog's body, he has got the king's body. So, this happiness or that happiness, this distress or that distress, they are all due to this material body. Therefore, yoga means one has to transcend this happiness of body, this things are happening. That is your thing. That, atyanta uparati yataha. If you connect yourself again with the supreme yoga, that is called real yoga, then you get rid of the so-called material happiness and distress, which is due to this form. So, that is one thing. That is adhyatmic. That is called bhakti yoga. To reconnect our connection with Krishna. Krishna also comes to instruct that you rascal, sarva dharman puritasya mamekam saram. Just divide your connection with me, you rascal, give up all this manufactured so-called kai sab yoga and vidya. Sarva dharman puritasya. That is Krishna's instruction. That is the difference, that is the proof. Krishna says the same thing and Krishna's representative or incarnation or guru says the same. That is the qualification of guru. Here, Kapildev, although he is this incarnation of Krishna, he is acting as the representative of Krishna as guru. He is saying the same thing. He does not say another. Yoga attan pitanja. Yoga attan chita pungsha. Mato nishvesha. Nishvesha means the ultimate being. Krishna also says the same thing that param guyatam. I have instructed you so many things. But because you are my dear friend, I am just disclosing to you the most confidential thing. What is that? Sarva dharmam paritrajya mamam kamsam. If you accept this principle, then you become actually transcendental to this so-called material happiness and distress. That is it. We should not be captivated by the material distress, or we should not be very much aggrieved by material distress, and we should not be very much happy for material happiness. These are bondage. Material happiness is not actually happiness. That is, through distress, just like we are trying to be happy, trying to be very rich, get some money, that is not very easily obtained. We have to undergo so much distress. So actually it is distress But with the hope of getting some false happiness, we accept this business. Actually, there is no happiness. Sukham matam trisamajastat otindriya brahma. So, that otindriya means spiritual senses. If we purify our senses, come to the spiritual platform, sarvapadhi vinin muktam, tat paratena nirmala, if we become purified, then when that senses are engaged, Rishikina Rishikesa Sevanam Bhakti Vichyate, that is real happiness. When you are engaged in the satisfying of the senses of Krishna, not this material senses, then that is called Adhyatmik Yoga or Bhakti Yoga. So, you have to learn Bhakti Yoga from Kapil Dev gradually. He has begun the preliminary instant. Thank you very much.